Welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Miller, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And we're gonna explore the Wasatch Front and some other mountain ranges here in Utah, because we're gonna be talking about skiing and snowboarding season of 2017 and 2018.
It's time. We're there. We're into the season.
The first rides that you can actually take on a resort are going to be tomorrow.
That's right. Which is, what is tomorrow?
November 21st.
Mm-hmm. So should we take a look at these opening days?
Yeah. We're going to go through all the opening days of the resorts, get you covered so you know when to go and when not to go.
So, and this was in the news, Brighton is opening up first. And that is November 21st. For us, that's tomorrow, which is great. They're reporting 25 inches at the base, which, you know what? You can stand on 25 inches of snow all day long, right?
Well, Brighton has a thing called the Bone Zone, which is a park that Brighton and a lot of local skiers and snowboarders go out and help build every year in the preseason. And it's kind of just a park, and you can ride and play, and there's a big community. And people are there every single day from the moment of the first snowfall.
Yeah.
So
I can imagine.
So people, and I've been following that, and they have enough snow to where I would feel comfortable going out there.
To really get up there and do it.
Yeah.
So we've got, so aside from Brighton, this is how we're looking. Alta opens up on December 1st.
All right.
So they're still a little ways away. Beaver Mountain, we'll go through these alphabetically. These are we pull this information off of Ski Utah, by the way. Going through them alphabetically. Beaver Mountain is TBD. So they haven't quite identified
where
the
is Beaver
date.
Mountain?
Beaver Mountain is hold on, I'll give you the exact
location. Is that north?
Location.
North Utah?
It is it's up near Logan.
Oh, okay.
So it's up there. So it seems like they shouldn't have any trouble opening up, but I don't know. Maybe they have other considerations.
Maybe they're not blowing as much snow.
Brian Head, which is down south, that opens up November 24th. Have you ever skied down at Brian Head?
I haven't.
It's actually pretty neat.
I would love to.
Because the terrain is so different and the views are so different.
Yeah, I bet.
Because, you know, you're all the way down there kind of into the – you're getting into the Red Rock country.
Yeah,
so.
Which is one of my favorite views, Red Rock with snow on top.
It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So that's it's you know Brian Head's not a Red Rock resort per se, but you know you're in that area, yeah. So that's November 24th, Cherry Peak December 18th, Deer Valley is December 2nd, Eagle Point is December 21st,
and that one's down south too, right?
Eagle Point is it's a kind of a newer one. Nordic Valley is December 9th, Park City is November 23rd, so that's this week as well. Powder Mountain is TBD. Snow Basin, again, TBD. Snowbird is day after tomorrow on the 26th of November.
22nd.
Pardon me, 22nd of November. Solitude, December 2nd, and Sundance, December 8th. So by the end of the first week of December, or by December 10th anyway.
Most of them, or all of them, are going to be
all
open.
Pretty much all going to be open, yeah. So this, you know, that's not bad. That's okay.
Yeah. Not anything like our neighbor states, Wyoming and Colorado, are making me feel really bad about Utah. But
well, you know, it comes and goes.
Yeah, we have our years; they have theirs.
Yeah, yeah, but they'll never have what we have. So
true.
You know, and I shouldn't talk down about Colorado as often as I do because I know I know you have a special place for Colorado. But part of the problem with skiing Colorado is that once you land in Denver, you're still really far away.
You're really far.
From any of the ski resorts. And people don't understand that about Colorado skiing because it is not convenient.
No. Denver is
– not convenient.
The closest resort to Denver is still an hour away, at least depending on the traffic. I haven't been
terrible.
There in a while.
When people think of Denver, they're thinking of Salt Lake, which is a city close to the mountains. Denver's not really close to the mountains.
No.
All right.
You got to have binoculars to even see the peaks.
Yeah.
The city.
Well, and I mean, if Denver's a ski town, you know what else is a ski town? Los Angeles is a ski town. I mean, really?
Seriously.
For goodness sakes. All right. End of rant.
Okay.
So there are your opening dates. Everyone's got something to look forward to.
Plan your trip.
Yeah. Get everything ready.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we're going to roll out a few pass options. You can obviously get your pass from the resort.
Yeah.
If you got a favorite resort, you want to ski only or ride only there, that's cool.
Hopefully you already got it because the prices have gone up.
Yes. There are, though, some other passes that are available. If you want to try a variety of resorts, we'll let you in on a few of those that are available right now. But if you're interested, you're going to have to act quickly. We'll give you all the details. Now, I know you have your favorite resort.
Resorts.
Is Brighton number one? Is that your number one?
Brighton and Snowbird, they have their reasons. I don't know which one's number one. They're different environments.
You like them for different reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. Well, you know, it's pretty common for people to have a favorite resort.
Yeah.
So that might suck all of your money and all of your time, and that's awesome, man. I mean, that's great.
Support your favorites.
If you want to try a variety of resorts, we've got a couple of options. These are available through Ski Utah. You can go to skiutah.com and find these. There are three. There's the Yeti Pass, the Silver Pass, and the Gold Pass. And these are designed to get you out to all the resorts in the state of Utah. There are benefits at every resort. So with the Yeti Pass, that is for a single pass holder. So one person buys the Yeti Pass. Only they can use it.
Their picture, their ID.
That's right. Non-transferable.
Can't give it to a friend.
And you can ski one day at all 14 Utah resorts.
So if you want to go on a tour of Utah. Ski or snowboarding.
Through the season, just hit every place once.
Yeah.
You can do that. That is $649. So, which represents something of a discount when you add up all of the resorts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All the face value passes. This is a discount.
Right.
But you're also kind of committing to hitting all of them because if you buy this pass, but, you know, you only hit Park City and Snowbird and Brighton, you're not going to get your money's worth.
No. You have to go to at least six of them to get your money's worth.
Yeah. And so you got to be prepared to get out and experience a variety, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure you do it for this pass to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a twist.
Let's hear it.
There are only 100 of these available.
Only 100? Is that how many are left or total?
That's just what it says on the Ski Utah.
Okay.
Website.
Only 100 available.
And you know what? Actually, I'm curious. Let me follow through the purchase. Oh, hold on. No.
How many are left?
It's sold out.
We lied.
We're here wasting all this time talking about it.
Yeti Pass. Plan for 2018 and 2019
if you're interested. That's right. Well, you know, the it's for next year.
Yeah.
It's for next year.
Are the other ones sold out, the Ski Utahs?
No, they are not sold out. But there is also a little bit of legwork on these as well. So the Silver Pass is, again, non-transferable. But you can ski up to 30 days at all 14 Utah resorts.
Which is not humanly possible.
Which is really, that's right, really not possible at all.
No.
So, and it's just over $3,000, $3,150.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the twist. There's a limited number of these available as well. And they give priority to last year's pass holders.
Oh.
So if you bought a Silver Pass last year, you're going to get priority to re-up this year, which means that if you go to skiutah.com, they're going to put you on a waiting list.
Oh. And so it's like first right of refusal for those people.
Yeah.
And if they deny, then it goes on to the next person.
That's exactly right.
Got it.
So then the next up is the Gold Pass.
Mm-hmm.
The Gold Pass is the Elite Pass.
Oh, yeah.
This is transferable, which means you can pass it to your friends. Your friends can use it, whatever.
A lot of companies get Gold Passes, and then the employees will request days that they're going to use it.
It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. And they have a lot of these available. In fact, they've got more Gold Passes available than Silver Passes and Yeti Passes combined.
Wow.
So this is a high-demand object. It's also almost $5,000.
Yeah.
But you get to ski 50 days at all 14 resorts, except Park City, where you can ski 100 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's which kind of indicates you said they're looking for businesses. I think they're especially trying to attract businesses that are in Park City.
Yeah, probably.
Offering that number of days in Park City specifically, then so this is kind of a cool pass. It's kind of a cool deal.
It is.
But again, you got to get yourself put on the waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the cool things about Utah and the ski industry here is that there is some creativity in luring locals in to the resorts.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So you can often find cool deals like this, or even down to just coupons. I mean, I've seen high value ski pass discounts as when you fill up your tank of gasoline.
Well, here are the places to get coupons for ski resorts. First, check Liftopia.com.
Okay.
That's your first stop. Then probably Ski Utah, just to see if they've got any specials going on.
Right.
Then call your local Costco.
Really?
And see if they have any passes. You know how they have that big kiosk with all the gift cards and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they'll get promotions and they can do ski passes on there. Like 3 days at Snowbird for a discounted rate, and they can be pretty good. So call and find out if they're doing any of those. And then fourth, REI a lot of times they have discounts, not as steep as Liftopia, but still like maybe 10% off.
Right.
So it's worth it. Those are the ones that I know of.
All right. Yeah. And then just, keep your eyes peeled, because there's always going to be something there.
And then there's the Ski City Superpass in Utah, which goes to Solitude, Brighton, Snowbird, or Alta.
Okay.
And you can, it's kind of like a make your own pass. So you can choose anywhere between 3 and 10 days that you're going to go skiing at any of those four resorts.
Right.
And the more days you choose, the cheaper it is per day.
Oh, I get it.
So if you do a 3 to 4 day pass, the adult pass is $92 per day, which totals, if you did 3 days, it would be $276
okay.
total. And so that's a $48 savings for 3 days. And then if you do a 4 day pass, you save $64, 5 day pass, and save $90. And it just keeps going up like that. A 10 day pass, you save $200.
You know who else does that?
Who does that?
Disneyland.
All the ski resorts are trying to copy Disneyland.
Right?
And I'm not having it. It's too expensive. So yeah, there's your options.
Cool.
Get
awesome.
Out there and go skiing and snowboarding in Utah. We do have some of the best snow on Earth. I can't say for sure. I've only been a few places in the U.S.
But I'll say for sure.
Okay, for sure. So if you live here or you're traveling here, hit up all those options. Find out what's the best for you or your family. And if you do want to go to one specific ski resort, go on their website and check it out and see what they have to offer. All right. Thanks for listening. We hope you get out there and enjoy your Utah.